بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. فحياكم الله إخواني، وهذا شرف لي أن أتواصل معكم وأتحدث معكم ونتدارس العلم، علم الكتاب وعلم السنة اللذين هما أفضل العلوم وأشرفها على الإطلاق. نعم.
All praises to Allah. نعم. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. All praises to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And peace and blessings be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent as a mercy to all of al-alameen, mankind as well as jinn. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings upon him, his family and his companions all together. May Allah salute you, my dear brothers and sisters. This is an honor for me to connect with you and talk with you. And the best of connection and talking is to study the science of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the most honorable and the best to study and learn. Now.
ثم اعلموا اخواني في الله ان اكبر نعمه واعظم نعمه واجلها نعمه الاسلام التي امتن الله عز وجل بها علينا، فقال سبحانه وتعالى: اليوم اكملت لكم دينكم واتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الاسلام دينا. قال المفسر ابن كثير: هذه أكبر نعم الله عز وجل على هذه الأمة حيث أكمل لهم دينهم. نعم.
Then learn, for now, my brothers and sisters, that the greatest blessing and the mightiest blessing and the most honorable blessing is the blessing of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon all of us. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, today I completed your religion for you, and I perfected my blessing about you, and I'm pleased with the Islam as a religion for you. This is the greatest, as Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said in the tafsir of this ayah. He said, this is the greatest blessing upon this ummah, this nation, by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the religion for them, or their religion for them. نعم.
نعم. فهذه النعمة هي النعمة التي يجب الفرح بها، إذ هي أساس النعم وأصلها. نعمة الإسلام أساس النعم وأصلها. قال ابن وهب رحمه الله: رؤوس النعم ثلاثة، فأولها نعمة الإسلام التي لا تتم نعمة إلا بها. فهذه النعمة التي يمتلئ القلب بها فرحا وسرورا، وتستهل دمعة العبد فرحا بها. لذلك قال الله عز وجل: قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. قال أهل العلم من السلف: فضل الله الإسلام ورحمته القرآن. نعم.
نكتب على الآية لو سمحت يا شيخ. قل بفضل الله ورحمته.
قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون.
So this blessing, that it's a must upon us to be happy with, because it is the foundation of all of the blessings. It is the foundation of all of the blessings, and it's the origin of all blessings. As Ibn Wahb rahimahullah said, the largest or the biggest of the blessings are three. the highest of which is the blessing of Islam, that no other blessing can be perfected without it. No other blessing cannot be perfected without Islam, his blessing, that the heart will be filled with joy and happiness, and the eyes will be filled with tears. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O Muhammad, by the bounty and by the bounty of Allah and His mercy, by which those will be happy, it is the best of what they collect, it is the best of what they have. People of knowledge said, the bounty is the knowledge of Islam, and the mercy is the Quran. The bounty is the knowledge of Islam, and the mercy, His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the Quran. Now.
Yeah. Al-Islam wal-Quran khayrun mimma yajma' al-nas, khayrun min al-amwal, wa khayrun min kunuz al-zahab wal-fidda, wa khayrun min al-nisa', wa khayrun min al-dunya wa ma fiha. Na'am wallah. Al-Islam khayrun min kulli al-dunya. إذ بالإسلام السعادة في الدنيا والنجاة والسلامة في الآخرة. أليس قد بين لنا القرآن والسنة أن الإسلام دين الإحسان؟ الإحسان في معاملة الخلق والإحسان في عبادة الخالق. نعم.
Islam and Quran are the best of what people can collect and have. It is better than all of the wealth in this earth. It is better than all of the treasures of gold and silver. It is better than all the women. It is better than the whole world and everything in it. Islam is better than all of this world. It is the happiness in this dunya. And it is the salvation and security in the hereafter. Isn't it true that the Quran and the Sunnah have showed us that Islam shows us how to be upon perfection in this world and treating the creation, and also be upon perfection in this world and the hereafter and treating the Creator? No.
No. وَأَلَيْسَ قَدْ بَيَّنَ لَنَا الْإِسْلَامِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بَيَّنَ لَنَا قَضَاءَ الْحَاجَةِ وبين لنا آداب الطعام والشراب، وبين لنا اللباس، وبين لنا آداب النوم، وبين لنا معاملة الناس من الحكام والأبوين والجيران والأولاد، وبين لنا كيف نعبد الله عز وجل على بصيرة. علمنا الإسلام كل شيء، وبين لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ما نحتاجه. نعم.
Isn't it true that this religion has showed us everything? It even showed us how to use a bathroom. It even showed us the etiquette of eating and drinking. It even showed us the etiquette of putting on and taking off our clothing. It showed us the etiquette of going to sleep and waking up from sleep. It showed us how to treat the people, including the rulers, including the parents, including your neighbors, including your children. They even showed us how to worship Allah upon insight. Islam taught us everything. And our Prophet, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told us everything that we may ever need.
وتأملوا قول الصحابي الجليل أبو ذر لقد توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما طائر يقلب جناحيه في السماء إلا ذكر لنا منه علما. وتأملوا قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركتكم على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فمن عرف قيمة هذا الإسلام لم ولن يرضى بغيره ولن يعتز بغيره، بل اعتز بالإسلام وانتسب إليه وتمسك به ولم يفرط فيه لو أعطيت له الدنيا كلها، إذ هو أغلى وأنفس وأعظم من كل هذه الدنيا. نعم.
Islam honored you, brothers and sisters, and the statement of the Honorable Companion Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. And he said, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, except that not even a bird flying in the sky, except that he told us some knowledge about that bird. The statement of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pondered upon the statements of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he said, I left you on the white insight or clear insight. It's night, it's like it's day. Nobody can deviate from it except somebody seeking destruction, wal'ayadu billah. Whoever knows the value of this religion, he will never and he will ever be pleased with other than Islam as a religion. He would never feel any honor in anything but the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are to give him the whole world and everything in it, he will realize that it's more precious and mightier and more dear to the heart than all of this world is Islam. Now.
يقول عمر الخليفة الراشد رضي الله تعالى عنه نحن أمة أعزنا الله بالإسلام، فمهما نبتغي العزة من غيره نذل، مهما نبتغي العزة من غيره نذل. فإذا كان الإسلام في هذه العزة وهذه المكانة، لا يحتاج الإنسان المسلم إلى التشبه بالكفار والمشركين وغيرهم ممن زعزعوا دينهم وفرقوا كلمتهم وفشى بينهم المفاسد والمضار الكثيرة. وقد حرم الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته وأجمع العلماء على تحريم مشابهة المسلمين للكفار. نعم.
The rightly guided ruler Umar radiallahu anhu said, we are a nation that Allah honored us with Islam. So whoever seeks any other honor, he will be humiliated. Whoever seeks any other honor than the honor of Islam, he or she will be humiliated. So if Islam has all that honor and all that status, the Muslim does not need to resemble the kuffar, does not need to imitate the disbelievers and the polytheists and other than them that give up their religion and broke up the word and ranks and whoever resembles them in corruption and great harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made it impermissible or prohibited straight out in his book subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it prohibited in his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of the scholars of this religion have gathered upon the prohibition of resembling or imitating other than imitating the Muslims or the kuffar or the disbelievers or imitating the disbelievers.
ولو تأملنا سورة من كتاب الله عز وجل يعرفها كل مسلم ونقرأها كل يوم في كل صلاة في كل ركعة، ألا وهي سورة الفاتحة التي قال الله عز وجل فيها اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فهذه الآية بيّنت لنا التي هي دائما وصلت نقرأها ووصلت إلى أصل قلوبنا بيّنت لنا أن الهداية إلى الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعم الله عليهم هو صراط النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصراط الصحابة، وبيّن فيها الله عز وجل وجوب اجتناب صراط غير المغضوب عليهم وهم اليهود، وبيّن الله عز وجل اجتناب صراط الضالين الذين هم النصارى، لأن اليهود علموا الحق ولم يعملوا به، والنصارى كان عندهم جهل فعملوا بلا علم، فهلكت كلا الطائفتين، وأهل الإسلام عندهم علم وعملوا به فكانوا من المنعم عليهم في الدنيا والآخرة. فهذه الآية دليل على وجوب اجتناب مشابهة اليهود والنصارى والمشركين. نعم.
And if we are to ponder upon a chapter in the Quran or a chapter from the Book of Allah, that every Muslim knows it, that every Muslim recited in every salah and in every rak'ah, the Surah Al-Fatiha, the chapter of the Fatiha, the opening of the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in it, guide us to the straight path, the path of those who you have bestowed upon them, other than those that you're angry with or your wrath is upon them, and other than those who are misguided. This ayah, this verse, showed us, as much as it showed us, that we recite it every day and it comes out the bottom of our hearts. It showed us the guidance of those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them. That is the path of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. May Allah be pleased with them all. It showed us also the obligation of staying away from the path of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath is upon them. That is the Jews. It showed us also the prohibition and the obligation of prohibiting to stay away from the path of those who are misguided, that's the Christians. Because the Jews knew what the truth is, but did not act upon it. And the Christians knew, or had ignorance amongst them, and acted upon that ignorance without any knowledge. So both parties, Christians and Jews, have been destroyed. But the people of Islam, they learned about the truth and acted upon the truth, so they got the blessing of what Allah had bestowed upon them, and stayed away from the path of those who have been destroyed. Now.
نعم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في التحذير من مشابهة المشركين واليهود والنصارى، قال لتتبعن، محذرا لأمته يقول لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم شبرا بشبر وذراعا بذراع، حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب لسلكتموه. قالوا يا رسول الله اليهود والنصارى، قال فمن، أي فمن القوم إلا هم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. نعم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us in warning about imitating the polytheists and the Jews and the Christians, that you will follow the ways of those who came before you hand span by hand span, an arm length by an arm length, even if they entered into the hole of a lizard, you would enter the hole of a lizard after them. Then the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, asked, are you referring to the Jews and the Christians, O Messenger of Allah? Then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so who is it? Then, who is it? And he also said in another hadith, whoever resembles, whoever imitates any people, he is from them, he is from amongst them.
نعم. يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية من أصول دروس دين الله يعني خفاء دين الله وشرائعه وظهور الكفر والمعاصي التشبه بالكافرين، كما أن من أصول كل خير المحافظة على سنن الأنبياء وشرائعهم، فالتشبه بالكافرين سبب لكل كفر ومعصية، به تنحرف عقيدة الإنسان، فبدل أن يعبد الله يصبح يعبد الحجر ويعبد الشجر ويعبد إنسانا مثله ويستغيث بقبر لا يغيثه ولا يضر ولا ينفع، تنتشر بين الناس المعاصي فيقع الرجل على أمه ويزني ويشرب الخمر ويسرق ويفجر بالناس ويقتل الناس حتى تنتشر الفساد وينتشر الفساد وينتشر الإجرام، كله من خلف التشبه بالكفار والمشركين. لهذا حرم الله عز وجل التشبه بهم صيانة لعزة الإسلام وصيانة للمسلمين وصيانة لدين الله أولا. نعم.
شيخ، ممكن تدع علي قول الشيخ الأستاذ ابن تيمية في بدايته؟ طيب.
إن شاء الله. من أصول دروس دين الله.
أسمع تفاصيل في الخاص، الله المستعان. أظن في شغل عند الشباب في الترينيداد، الله المستعان. تفضل.
نعم شيخنا، يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية: من أصول دروس دين الله وشرائعه وظهور الكفر والمعاصي التشبه بالكافرين. واضح؟
نعم. واضح. ولكن قلت بعدها كما في أصول شيء قلت بعدها.
نعم، من أصول دروس، الدروس يعني هو خفاء وذهاب، يعني تقول من أصول ذهاب دين الله وشرائعه.
نعم. وبعد هذا المقال قلت جزاك الله خير: كما في أصول الكافرين تشبه بالكافرين سبب لكل كفر ومعصية.
نعم. قال التشبه بالكافرين كما أن من أصول كل خير المحافظة على سنن الأنبياء وشرائعهم.
أين نجد المقال هذا للشيخ الإسلام؟ في أي كتاب؟
نجده في كتاب اقتضاء الصراط المستقيم، المجلد الأول صفحة 314. وبالمناسبة لو تنبه الأخوة أن هذا الكتاب من أجمع الكتب وأنفعها في التحذير من مشابهة أصحاب الجحيم من أهل الكفر والمشركين. ثم يليه كتاب الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب، وهو كتاب مختصر له اسمه مسائل الجاهلية. نعم.
شيخ عبد الله continued by saying, then Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah said that from the fundamentals of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his legislation that lead to the disappearance of the religion of Allah and lead to the appearance of disbelief and sin is to resemble or imitate the disbelievers. And the statement that I'm about to finish translating, as the Shaykh Abdullah told me, it is from the book Iqtida' al-Sirat al-Mustaqim, for the necessary steps towards being upon the straight path. And this is in the first volume, page 314. It is from the most comprehensive books, as the Shaykh said, and the most beneficial in warning against people of polytheism and people of disbelief. Then the next best book on that subject is the book of Sheikh Mahal ibn Abdul Wahab rahimahullah, which is a well-known book to quite a few of you, which is Matters of Ignorance, or Matters of Ignorance. And he continued the statement So Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, just like it is from the fundamentals of people of good, or people of khayr, is to preserve the ways and the path of the prophets and messengers and the legislation. So to resemble the disbelievers is a reason for every disbelief and every sin, because of the deviation of the belief of every human being that's upon that. And instead of the human being worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll end up worshiping other than Allah, of tree or stone or idol or so on, of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And instead of calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His help and assistance, he'll end up seeking the help and assistance of other than Allah, of those that can never harm him and can never benefit him in any shape or form, of those who are supposed to be following the path of the prophets and messengers and being upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they choose to deviate away from Allah and His path subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that will go as far as wal'iyadu billah, fornicating with their own mothers, those who will end up drinking liquor or intoxicants, those who will be upon wicked and lewd actions, those who are upon crime and killing the people. So much so that crime and corruption become widespread on the face of the earth. All of this is a result of the widespread imitation of the disbelievers and the people of polytheism. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it prohibited upon the Muslims to imitate the disbelievers and the people of polytheism, to preserve Islam as it is, and to maintain the Muslims as they're supposed to be, and to preserve the belief that is Islam as a religion for them.
هذا بشكل عام بين الله عز وجل لنا حرمة التشبه بالكافرين وحذرنا أن نكون مثلهم حتى لا يصيبنا ما أصابهم. فكل ما ذكره الله عز وجل في كتابه من ذم للمشركين ومشابهتهم فهو تحذير لنا حتى لا نكون مثلهم. وسنضرب نماذج على كثير من المسائل التي حذرنا الله عز وجل من التشبه فيها بالكافرين. نعم.
So this generally, as the Shaykh Abdullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the prohibition of imitating the disbelievers. And He shows us why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us to be not like them, so we would not be falling, or would not fall into what they have fallen into. This is also to show us, the warning came to show us that everything has fallen or has happened to the mushrikeen or people of polytheism is a warning for us, so we would not be like them. So we'll give you examples and models of imitating and resembling the people of disbelief for the Adhullah. Now.
أول هذه النماذج تحذير الله عز وجل لنا من مشابهة الكفار فيما فعلوه من الكتب التي أنزلت عليهم. فإن الله عز وجل أرسل إلينا رسلا وأنزل معهم كتبا هدى ونور وحجة للناس يجب قبولها والتسليم لها. فقابل أهل الكفر من اليهود والنصارى هذه الكتب بالتحريف والتأويل ونبذها وراء الظهور. فحذرنا الله عز وجل أن نكون مثلهم. نعم تفضل.
The first of these models and examples is to warn, the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us to resemble or imitate the disbelievers in the way they have dealt with the books that have been revealed upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us, or sent to them, messengers and sent along with this messenger's books as a guidance, as a light, as a proof to the people that it must be accepted and it must be submitted to. So what did the people of Kuf do from the Christians and the Jews? They met these books with deviation, with changing. They met it with the wrong explanation. And they threw these books behind their back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us to be like them.
نعم اليهود والنصارى كانوا يخفون الحق ويلبسون الحق بالباطل ويكتمون الحق فحذرنا الله عز وجل أن نكون مثلهم فأخبر الله عنهم فقال وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون تفضل.
آمنوا بما أنزلتم صدقوا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا به ثمنا قليلا
ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون.
The Jews and the Christians used to hide the truth from the people and cloak the truth with the falsehood or cover the truth with the falsehood and hold or withhold the truth from the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about being like them. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, and believe in what I have revealed upon you truthfully of what you have. And do not be the first disbeliever in it. And do not buy my verses for a little price. Or do not sell my verses for a small price. And only me, have fear of me. And have fear of me or have taqwa of me. And do not cloak, do not cover the truth with the falsehood. And do not withhold the truth while you know. And do not withhold the truth while you know.
نعم. وأهل الكتاب أيضا تركوا كتابهم الذي أنزله الله عليهم وأخذوا كتب السحر فاستبدلوا الذي هو خير بالذي هو أدنى فلا يجوز للمسلم أن يتشبه بهم فيترك كتاب الله عز وجل ويذهب إلى كتب السحر والفلسفة وعلم الكلام وعلم البدع. قال الله عز وجل في وصف أهل الكتاب ولما جاءهم رسول من عند الله مصدق لما معهم نبذ فريق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب وراء ظهورهم كأنهم لا يعلمون واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان فتركوا كتاب الله واتبعوا السحر وما أنزله الشياطين من السحر. نعم.
The people of the book also left their books, but the books that Allah had been revealed upon them, and instead took upon the books of magic and sorcery, and witchcraft, so they switch around that is good for them by what is lowly. It's not permissible for the Muslim to resemble the people of the book, for the people of disbelief, and switch in the books of truth with the books of falsehood. It's not permissible for the Muslim to go through the books of sorcery or magic or witchcraft or books of philosophy or or books of speech and innovation, والعياذ بالله. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in describing the people of the book in the Quran, and he said what it translates as, and when a prophet came to them, fulfilling what they have of the revelations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a group of them through what they had been given from the books behind their back, and instead took what the shayateen, what the devils have brought upon the domain of Sulaiman.
وكذلك أهل الكتاب كانوا لما أنزل الله لهم الكتاب يؤمنون بما يريدون وينبذون ما لا يريدون اتباعا للهوى والشيطان. قال الله عز وجل فيهم: أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض؟ فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب. نعم.
Also the people of the book were from those that every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the books upon them, they would take what they feel like out of it and leave what they feel like out of it as a way of following the desires and following the devils. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about them in the Quran: do you believe in some of the books and disbelieve in some of the books? So the reward for those who do so is nothing but humiliation in this life as well as in the hereafter. So the reward for those who do so is nothing but humiliation in this world, and they will not return in the hereafter except to the worst of torment. Except the worst of torment.
نعم. وكذلك الله عز وجل حذرنا من مشابهة الكفار في تحريفهم لكلام الله عز وجل. قال: يحرفون الكلم عن مواضعه، فمن حرف كتاب الله عز وجل فقد شابه الكفار في تحريفهم وكذلك أخبر الله عز وجل أنهم كانوا يؤلفون الكتب الباطلة وينسبونها إلى الله عز وجل كله تحريفا وتقولا على الله. فقال الله عز وجل: فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله. نعم.
Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about imitating the disbelievers in the way that they deviated and changed the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah mentioned about them, that they deviated and changed the speech from the way it's supposed to be. Whoever changes the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's been revealed in his books, he or she resembles the disbelievers in the way they change the speech of Allah and the statements of Allah in His books. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that they used to write down books out of falsehood of their own. And then they would say that it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the belief of the people, al-ayadu billah. So Allah told us about in the Quran. So woe, warning, beware for those who write the books with their own hands, then they say this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
هل هذا يعني مناسب أم أختصر أكثر؟
أنا جزاك الله خير. ممتاز. جزاك الله ممتاز. خير يا شيخنا.
الحمد لله.
بارك الله.
طيب. حتى ما يسأمون يعني إذا كان فيه تطوير أو شيء من هذا.
لا ما طيب. الحمد لله ممتاز. بارك الله فيك.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله. هذا الآن هذا تحريفهم لمصادر التلقي التي أتت من عند الله عز وجل. ترتب على تحريفهم لكتاب الله عز وجل أن خالفوا العقيدة التي أمر الله عز وجل بها، فنهانا الله عز وجل عن مشابهة الكافرين من اليهود والنصارى والمشركين في العقيدة، إذ العقيدة أصل الأصول وأهمها وأول الواجبات. لذلك حرم الله علينا التشبه بهم في عقيدتهم، وهو يصل إلى الإشراك بالله عز وجل، لأن الله عز وجل أمر بالتوحيد وهو أصل الأصول، وهو الحكمة التي خلق الله من أجلها الجن والإنس. قال الله: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. فمن تشبه بالكفار في عقيدتهم في عبادة غير الله عز وجل فقد أشرك، وهذا من أعظم الذنوب وأخطرها على الإطلاق. نعم.
Brother Yusuf, can you hear me? Yusuf, can you hear me? Babe, if you can hear me, I keep hearing key presses. I don't know if there's something wrong on your side or not, because definitely we're not pushing any keys in here whenever the Sheikh is talking. Sheikh Abdullah continues by saying, the way they changed the sources of revelation, or the sources of receiving the revelation that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a consequence, for them, a change in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala led them to go against the belief and the aqidah that Allah have commanded every single creation of His to follow. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us from imitating the disbelievers, whether they are Jews, Christians, or people of polytheism, especially in matters of aqidah. He prohibited us across the board, even in matters of aqidah, because it is the foundation of all the foundations. It is the most important in all of the obligations of the religion of Allah. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it prohibited upon us to resemble and imitate the disbelievers, because that would lead to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to be upon tawheed and monotheism, because tawheed is the source of all the fundamentals of this religion. It is the wisdom by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of mankind as well as all of the jinn creatures of fire, and told us, and I have not created jinn or ins except to worship me. And I have not created jinn or ins except to worship me. Whoever resembles the disbelievers in their actions of worship or other than that, he has associated partners with Allah. As I corrected, whoever resembles the disbelievers in their actions of worship, he has associated partners with Allah or fallen into shirk. And shirk is the greatest sin a man can do, and the most dangerous across the board. Now,
الله الذي خلقك وشق سمعك وبصرك وجعل لك لسان تتكلم به ورجل تمشي بها، كيف تجعل مع الله إله آخر تعبده وهو الذي خلقك ورزقك؟ هذا ما فعله المشركون، فعبدوا مع الله غيره، حتى أنهم عبدوا عجل الذي هو ابن البقر، عجل. قال الله عز وجل: فأخرج لهم عجلا جسدا له خوار فقال هذا إلهكم وإله موسى فنسي. قال الله عز وجل: أفلا يرون ألا يرجع إليهم قولا ولا يملك لهم ضرا ولا نفعا، كيف تعبدون ما لا يرجع لكم بنفع ولا ضر؟ أين ذهبت عقولكم؟ أين ذهبت عقولكم؟ نعم.
شيخ ممكن تعيد علي الآية لو سمحت ثاني؟
نعم إن شاء الله. قال الله عز وجل: فأخرج لهم عجلا جسدا له خوار فقال هذا إلهكم وإله موسى فنسي أفلا يرون ألا يرجع إليهم قولا ولا يملك لهم ضرا ولا نفعا.
شيخنا إيش معنى كلمة خوار؟
خوار الصوت، هاي مثل هذا الصوت.
الصوت يعني.
نعم الصوت.
خير إن شاء الله. شيخنا أنت تتكلم على تليفون محمول ولا تليفون بيتي؟
تليفون بيتي.
بعض الأحيان
واضح
كلامك يا شيخ. لا لا الصوت واضح، ولكن في بعض الأحيان أثناء الكلام نسمع مثل واحد يضغط على الزر، يعني يضغط على الأرقام.
عجيب، ما أعرف والله السبب.
هل عندكم في الـ في الـ في الوحدة الـ يعني وحدة الأذن هذه هل فيها أرقام؟
لا ما فيها أرقام ولا هاتف يستخدم هذا في البيت إلا هاتفي.
جزاكم الله خير. تعالوا عاتم الشباب في الميدان سبحانه تحت الصفحة أثناء كلامك. الله سبحانه وتعالى that have created you and created your hearing and created your sight and give you a tongue to speak with and give you legs to walk with. How can you make another Lord along with Allah that you worship? How can you associate another deity along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to worship? And He subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that created you and sustained you and bestowed His blessings upon you. This is what the people of polytheism have done. They went as far after associating with Allah our partners, they went as far as worshipping a cow. A cow that is the male child of a cow. والعياذ بالله. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them in the Quran. So a calf was given to them with a body that has the noise of Hawar. And he said, this is your Lord and the Lord of Musa. Don't they see that this calf or this thing that they worship in will never return any statement back to them and does not own any harm or any benefit? So how do you return to this that does not own any harm or that cannot do any harm or any good for you? Where did your mind go? Where did your mind go now?
وجعل المشركون واليهود والنصارى لله الولد وجعلوا المسيح عليه السلام ثالث ثلاثة فجعلوه إلها وجعلوه ابنا لله عز وجل والله عز وجل أنكر عليهم هذا القول إنكارا عظيما بالغا حتى أن هذا القول سبب لذهاب الدنيا كلها لأنه شرك بالله عز وجل وكفر بالله عز وجل وهذا من أعظم الذنوب كما سبق. وتأمل قول الله عز وجل: وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا لقد جئتم شيئا إدا، يعني شيء منكر تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا. من خطورة هذا القول تنفطر السماء وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال، كيف تنسبون إلى الله عز وجل الولد؟ وكيف يأتي من يتشبه بهم وهم على هذا الباطل وهذا المنكر؟ نعم
the people of polytheism including the Jews and the Christians, have associated or have claimed that Allah has a son. And not just that, made Al-Masih, Isa ibn Maryam, the son of Maryam, one of three. They made him into a god or a lord, and made him into a son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has refuted the statement of theirs in a way that's mighty and eloquent. So much so that he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever says such a statement, that Al-Masih or Isa, the son of Maryam, is a son of Allah or is a god by himself, that will become a reason for the whole world to disappear. Because it is definitely a statement of shirk, a statement of polytheism, and a statement of kufr shadid. And it is from the greatest sins, as we mentioned earlier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them. And they said that Allah ar-Rahman, the most merciful, has taken a son. He has come up with something that is evil, wal-a'adhu billah. The heavens are almost about to break apart. And the earth is about to split open. And the mountains are about to break down in pieces. That you are saying that Allah ar-Rahman, the most merciful, has a son. That shows you the danger of that statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this statement is equal to somebody, wal-ayyadu billah, leading the heavens to collapse, and leading the earth to split open, and leading the mountains to break apart in pieces. How can you claim that Allah has a son? And not just that, but come up with things that resemble that, wal-ayyadu billah. And not just that, those who are resembling them, and those who are imitating them from the Muslims, and they are still upon that statement of kufr and disbelief, wal-ayyadu billah.
وكذلك اليهود والنصارى لم يقدروا الله حق قدره، لم يعطوه عظمته. الله العظيم الكريم الرحمن المنان الذي ليس كمثله شيء، وصفوه بالنقص ووصفوه بالعيوب. قال الله عز وجل: وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة قلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء. وقالوا كما قال الله عز وجل: إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء. ووصفوا الله بالتعب والجهل، ووصفوا الله أنه تجسد وحل في المسيح. والله عز وجل يقول: الرحمن على العرش استوى أأمنتم من في السماء. فهو الذي استوى على العرش سبحانه وتعالى، وصفوه أنه يختلط بالناس وفي الأماكن المقدرة والعياذ بالله. والله عز وجل منزه عن هذا. فأتى قوم وتشبهوا باليهود والنصارى، فوصفوا الله عز وجل بالنقائص والعيوب. الله حذرنا فيجب أن نحذر ولا نسلك هذا السبيل في التنقص في الله عز وجل، إذ هو العظيم الكريم الرحمن المنان. نعم.
شيخنا يرونيك الآية: الله المستعان، توصون بالنقص والعيوب لله سبحانه وتعالى. وقال لله مغلولة قلت أيديهم.
وقالت اليهود بيد الله مغلولة غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء. والآية الثانية: إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء.
So is the case with the Jews and the Christians. Did not appreciate and did not give the status of Allah the way he should be given, the way he should be appreciated, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did not give him the mightiness, the generosity, the mercy that Allah is only worthy of, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is Allah the more generous? Is Allah the mightiest? Is Allah the most merciful? Is Allah the bestower of all the blessings upon this earth and all of the creation? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that nothing is like Him? He describes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with deficiencies and shortcomings, wal'ayyadu billah. As Allah mentioned about the Jews, and He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Jews said that the hands of Allah are tied. May Allah tie their hands. For may their hands be tied. And then may they be cursed by what they said. But rather, His hands are wide open. He spends however He wants, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He said also about Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily Allah is poor and we are rich. So they describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in other instances of being tired or being ignorant of some of the affairs of His affairs subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Himself, Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, is above His throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you safe? Do you think you are safe from He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is upon the heavens, as the Shaykh said? Do you have any idea that you are safe, addressing the Jews and the Christians? Do you think you are safe of who is above the heavens, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you think what you're saying, that Allah is mixing with the people, wal'ayyadu billah, and being in places that could be filthy, wal'ayyadu billah? This is from the way of resembling and imitating the Jews and the Christians. This is why Allah have warned us to be like them. So we must be aware and beware and stay from that. And it's a mark upon us that we never take that path, the path of the Jews and the Christians. No.
وَقَدْ حَذَّرَنَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنَ التَّشَبُّهِ بِالْكُفَّارِ فِي غُلُوِّهِمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ إذ المشركون وخصوصا أهل الكتاب غلوا في دينهم وفي الصالحين حتى عبدوهم من دون الله عز وجل فنهانا الله عز وجل ونهانا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن هذا الغلو في الصالحين نحن نحب الصالحين ولكن لا نغلو فيهم ونعطيهم مرتبة الألوهية كما فعل اليهود والنصارى قال الله تعالى يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى ابن مريم فإنما أنا عبده فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله فهو صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد لله عز وجل لا يعبد من دون الله وهو رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يعصى بل يطاع ويتبع فلا يغلى فيه ولا يجفى فيه قال أهل العلم فمن أسباب الشرك الغلو في الصالحين فمن أسباب الشرك الغلو في الصالحين كما فعل الكفار والمشركون نعم
إحنا قلت ورسول الله يعصى ورسول لا يعصى بل يطاع
من يطاع ويتبع
يطاع ويتبع
نعم
فقلت لا ولا في حاجة راح تعيا بسبب الصوت التليفون لا ولا
صوت التليفون قلت فهو عبد لا يعبد ورسول لا يعصى
نعم
بل يتبع
يمكن
نسيت لكن بل رسول لا يعصى بل يتبع ولا يعبد الله إلا بما شرع خذها هذه
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about resembling and imitating the disbelievers and them going to extremes regarding the pious people, or taking it to extremes regarding the pious people of polytheism, and specifically people of the book have went to extremes in their religion in regards to the pious, so much so that they worship the pious in their religion along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have forbidden us, and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have forbidden us in going to extremes regarding the pious. We love the pious, but we do not go to extreme regarding them, and we do not give them status beyond what Allah has associated for them, beyond what Allah has destined for them. We're not like the people of the book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, or the people of the book. Do not go to extreme in your religion, and do not say upon Allah except the truth, and do not say upon Allah or about Allah except the truth. Verily, or but rather, Al-Masih, the son of Maryam, is the messenger of Allah, and his speech or his word have given to Maryam, The Prophet ﷺ said, "Do not praise me as the Christians have praised Al-Masih, the son of Maryam, but rather I am a slave of Allah, so say the slave of Allah and His Messenger." Our Prophet Muhammad is a slave of Allah, and not be worshipped along with Allah. And he is the Messenger of Allah. Can never be disobeyed, but rather he must be obeyed and he must be followed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in what have Allah legislated for us. The people of God said, and from the reasons of polytheism, going to extremes in regarding the matter of the salihin or the pious, as the people of disbelief and people of polytheism have done so.
Yeah. ومن غلوهم في الصالحين أنهم اتخذوا قبور الأنبياء مساجد فصارت القبور مساجد، فنبهنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وحذرنا من التشبه بهم، فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الرحيم بالأمة: لعنة الله على اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد. لعنة الله على اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد. وكان يقول من حرصه صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم لا تجعل وثني قبرا يعبد، اللهم لا تجعل وثني قبرا يعبد. فحذر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من مشابهتهم في الغلو في الصالحين واتخاذ قبورهم مساجد. لكن للأسف أبى بعض الناس إلا أن يتبعوا ويتشبهوا بهم فاتخذوا قبور الأنبياء والصالحين مساجد، فهلكوا ووقعوا في البدع والشرك والعياذ بالله. نعم.
And from going to extremes of the matters of the Jews and the Christians regarding the pious, that they have taken the graves of the prophets as the mosques or the places of worship. So the graves became a places of worship. Our Prophet ﷺ warned us about this and told us to beware of imitating them. And he is the most merciful amongst all of the Muslims, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As he mentioned in the hadith, the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon the Jews and the Christians, because they have taken the graves of their prophets as a places of worship, as a masajid. And he used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the way of striving and perseverance upon pleasing Allah, he used to call upon Allah and invoke Him and make dua to Him and say, "Oh Allah, do not make my body, do not make my body a grave to be worshipped." do not make my body a grave to be worshipped. The Prophet ﷺ warned us about resembling and imitating the disbelievers and people of shirk and going to extremes regarding the pious, and warned us about taking the graves as a place of worship. But unfortunately, what is really sad, that some of the people have refused to do so except to resemble them, and have taken the graves as a place of worship, ended up in destroying themselves, and falling into disbelief and polytheism. We seek refuge with Allah from this.
وقد حذرنا الله أيضا من مشابهة المشركين والكافرين في تفرقهم في الدين واختلافهم وتشتتهم وعدم اجتماعهم. قال الله عز وجل: ولا تكونوا من المشركين من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من فارق الجماعة قيد شبر فمات مات ميتة جاهلية. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من مات وليس في عنقه بيعة مات ميتة جاهلية. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أراد دحبوحة الجنة فليلزم الجماعة. الإسلام يريدنا على قلب رجل واحد. الإسلام يريدنا أن نكون كالبنيان المرصوف. الإسلام يريدنا نكون كالجسد الواحد. وأما الكفار والمشركون فإنهم تفرقوا وصاروا شيعا وأحزابا يتنافسون ويتقاتلون. الله عز وجل حذرنا أن نكون مثلهم، والحمد لله الذي من علينا بنعمة الإسلام. تفضل.
الله سبحانه وتعالى warned us from resembling and imitating the people of polytheism and people of disbelief in the way that they brought up their own ranks in the religion of Allah, in the way that they disagreed with one another regarding the religion of Allah, in the way of being among groups and sects regarding the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and do not be from the people of polytheism, from those that broken up their religion and became groups. Every group is happy with what they have. The Prophet of Allah said, whoever breaks away from the group, from the jama'ah, as far as one hand spans, and died upon that, he has died the death of days of ignorance. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever died and he has no pledge of allegiance to a Muslim ruler, then he died the death of the days of ignorance. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever wants a yard or a space in the paradise, he must stick to the group or the jama'ah. As Islam wants all of us to be upon the heart of one man. Al Islam wants all of us to be like a strong building, piece by piece, together. Al Islam wants us to be like one body, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to the kuffar, these people of disbelief and people of polytheism, they have broken up in groups and sects and became parties, fighting one another. Wal'iyadu billah. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us to be like them. And we say alhamdulillah for the blessing of Islam.
والله عز وجل حذرنا من مشابهة الكفار والمشركين في أخلاقهم وسلوكياتهم. تأمل أن الله عز وجل حذرنا من أن نكون كالمشركين في عدم قبولهم للحق لا يقبلون الحق ولا يقبلون الكتاب، ولو نصحت لهم لا يقبلون، ولو أتيتهم بأدلة مثل البحر لا يقبلون. قال الله عز وجل: وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا بما أنزل الله قالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراءه وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم. وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا بما أنزل الله قالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراءه وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم، فلا يقبلون ما أتاهم الله بل يكفرون به ويرفضونه. نعم.
الله عز وجل warn us from imitating the people of disbelief and people of polytheism in mannerisms and etiquette, in the way they behave. وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Ponder, look, dear brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have warned us to be like the people of disbelief and people of polytheism in the way that they would never accept the truth, and they would never say the truth, even if you come to them with as many proofs as the sea, they would never accept the truth, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them. And if it was said to them, believe in what Allah have revealed upon you, they would say, we believe in what have been revealed upon us, yet they disbelieve in anything that comes after that. While it is still the truth, believe it in what they have with them. And if it was said to them, believe in what Allah have revealed upon you, they would say, we believe in what have been revealed upon us, but yet they disbelieve in anything that comes after that or anything behind it. While it is still the truth, believe in what they have with them. Now.
Yeah. والله عز وجل حذرنا من أن نكون مثلهم ونتشبه بهم في قسوة قلوبنا. قلب المؤمن قلب خاشع، قلب أبيض، قلب صافي، قلب يتقبل الحق. أما قلوب المشركين والكفار قلوب قاسية هي أشد من الحجارة. قال الله عز وجل في بني إسرائيل: وإذ قتلتم نفسا فادارأتم فيها والله مخرج ما كنتم تكتمون فقلنا اضربوه ببعضها كذلك يحيي الله الموتى ويريكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون. ثم قست قلوبهم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة، وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار، وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء، وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله، وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. وقال الله عز وجل: ألم يأني للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. ذكر الله عز وجل طمأنينة في القلب، والحق جميل في القلب. قال: ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. نعم.
ممكن تقرا الآية يا شيخ لو سمحت؟
الآية الأولى.
قسمتم نفسا فادارأتم فيها.
نعم. والله مخرج ما كنتم تكتمون. فقلنا اضربوه ببعضها كذلك يحيي الله الموتى ويريكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار، وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء، وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله، وما الله بغافل عما تعملون.
Allah Azza wa Jal have warned us to be like them and to resemble or imitate them in how they have such hard hearts or severe hearts or harsh hearts. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, or rather the Shaykh said Allah, the heart of the believer is a heart that's full of tranquility. It's a clear and pure heart. That's a heart that accepts in the truth. But the heart of disbelievers, the heart of people of polytheism, it is hard, harder than the stones and rocks. As Allah said about them. And if you are to kill a soul,
إذا قتلتم نفسا فدارأتم فيها، يعني تماريتم فيها وخبيتم الموضوع، يعني ما كانوا يريدون أنهم يفعلونه، فدارأتم فيها، ترددوا وتلكلكوا.
And if you are to kill a soul and you hide in the truth of what you have done, or you went والعياذ بالله as far as hesitating as to what to do with it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose what you were hiding. And you said, hit it with one another, or use the proof against one another. So is the case that Allah brings the dead back to life and shows you His verses so you may have some intellect, so you may have some reason. Then their hearts became hard after that, and became as much as stones, hard as stones, or maybe harder than stones. Verily, from the stones from which that the rivers explode out of, and verily, from the stones what is split open and water come out of, and verily, from the stones that will crush or come down from the khashya of Allah, from the fear of Allah. And Allah is never heedless of what you know, of what you do. Allah is never heedless of what you do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said another ayah, generally translated as, is there time for those who have disbelieved that they may have khashya, or they may have tranquility in their hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what he revealed of the truth. The truth is beautiful in the heart, as the Shaykh Hafidhullah said. The truth is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and warned us not to be like those who have been given the book before. And he mentioned that about them. He said, and do not be like those who have been given the book before you. And time had passed them long and wide, and their hearts after that became hard, and so many of them became fatiqun or sinful, والعياذ بالله. No.
وأيضا حذرنا الله عز وجل من مشابهة الكافرين بالتفاخر بأحسابهم، فيقول هذا أنا من قبيلة كذا وكذا، وذاك يقول أنا من كذا وكذا، ويقول هذا أنا أبيض، وذاك يذم الأسود. لا يفرق الله عز وجل والإسلام بين أسود وأبيض، ولا يفرق بينك يعني قبيلة وقبيلة، إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. وحذرنا الله عز وجل من الطعن في الأنساب، نقول هذا ليس هذا ولد زنا، وهذا في أمه كذا، وهذا في أمه كذا، كله محافظة على وحدة الإسلام ونب فرقة الجهال والمشركين الكفار. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أربع من أمتي من أمر الجاهلية لا يتركونهن، وهذا تحذير: الفخر في الأحساب، والطعن في الأنساب، والاستسقاء بالنجوم، والنياحة. والاستسقاء بالنجوم أيضا حذرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم منه، وهو أنه ينسب المطر أو الفضل إلى النجوم، أنها هي التي أتت بالمطر. والنياحة هي إذا مات عند الإنسان أحد لطم نفسه وضرب وصارخ وشق ثيابه، هذا كله من أمر الجاهلية، لأن المسلم يصبر على أقدار الله عز وجل ويعبد الله عز وجل ويجعل مجتمعه متكافل متعاون كلحمة واحدة. نعم.
Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the way that He warned us of resembling or imitating the people of disbelief, is to take pride in our lineage, to take pride in the lineage, the way we do with one another. Some of them may say, I'm from the so-and-so tribe, and so-and-so clan, or I am white and you're black, wal-iyadu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Islam as a religion does not distinguish between black or white, does not distinguish between a tribe or a clan. But verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily the most honorable amongst you are the ones that have the most taqwa or fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us from accusing one another regarding our lineage, wal-iyadu billah, or defaming one another's lineage. As he told us to preserve our bloodline, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he also warned us and told us to turn away from all ways of evil. And he told us in the hadith, four my nation, four matters amongst my nation, from the matters of jahiliyyah, that will not go away, and that is from the way of warning us, is to have pride regarding our lineage, and to accuse one another regarding our origin, wal-iyadu billah, and to use the stars or claim the stars as the reason behind the rain and so on, and wailing at somebody's death, and wailing or niyaha at somebody's death. As the Shaykh Abdullah said, al-istisqa, or claiming that the rain and the bounty of Allah only happened because so-and-so star has moved in the sky, is wrong in Islam, is evil, wal-iyadu billah. Also al-niyaha, or loosely translated as wailing, is when somebody dies in the family, people would be slapping their faces and screaming out loud, and all of those actions that the people of disbelief and people of ignorance do, or split their clothes open, wal-iyadu billah. But rather, the Muslim and the manners of the Muslim dictate that he must be patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he must be merciful with one another, and he must be as a Muslim with the rest of the Muslims, as if they are one body.
أيضا حذرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من مشابهة الكفار في تنافسهم على الحطام الفاني، في تنافسهم على الدنيا، في تنافسهم على الأموال، حتى صار منهم البخل والشح والأنانية. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا الفقر أخشى عليكم، لا الفقر أخشى عليكم، ولكن أخشى عليكم أن تنبسط عليكم الدنيا كما بسطت على من كان قبلكم فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها وتهلككم كما أهلكتهم كما أهلكتهم. على ماذا يتنافسون؟ يتنافسون على الدنيا. والله إن الدنيا لا تسوى عند الله جناح بعوضة. آخر رجل يخرج من النار وهو من أهل التوحيد ويدخل الجنة، آخر رجل يدخل الجنة له مثل الدنيا 10 أضعافها. هذا آخر رجل له مثل الدنيا 10 أضعافها. على ماذا يتنافسون على الدنيا؟ إن أهون أهل النار إن أهون أهل النار رجل يعذب فيغلي مخ رأسه، تضع له جمرة فيغلي مخ رأسه، يؤتى بأنعم أهل الدنيا وهو من الكفار فيغمس في النار غمسة، كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، فيقول الله له: هل رأيت نعيما قط؟ يقول: لا والله. هل رأيت خيرا قط؟ يقول: لا والله. على ماذا يتنافسون؟ والله إنها ساعة زمان والإنسان يدخل في قبره، فإما نعيم وإما عذاب، فإما نعيم وإما عذاب. نسبوا للدنيا هذه أن هي الوجود وهي حقيقة الوجود، ونسوا الله عز وجل حتى أنساهم أنفسهم، حتى أنساهم أنفسهم، تكالبوا على الدنيا مثل الأنعام وتركوا عبادة الله. والله لو كانوا أذكياء ووالله لو كانوا عقلاء لما انصرفوا عن عبادة الله التي له في كل شيء آية تدل على أنه الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد. نعم
يا شيخ. نعم شيخ حفظ الله. continued by saying also our prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم have warned us about imitating the disbelievers in the way they compete with one another upon compete with one another to gain more of the destruction that will perish, or the first destruction. In the way that they compete with one another upon this world, in the way that they compete with one another for more money and wealth, so much so that greed and stinginess and selfishness became their motto, وَلَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, or rather the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, it's not poverty that I fear for you. It's not poverty or being poor that I fear for you. But what I fear for you, that the dunya, this world, opens up for you as has been opened up for those who came before you, and you compete with one another the way they used to compete with one another. And it will destroy you the way it destroyed those before you. So what are you competing for? Are you competing upon this world? Are you competing upon this worldly, materialistic life? And by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that does not even equal the wing of a fly or a mosquito. The last man from the people of Tawheed or monotheism that will leave the hellfire and enter the Jannah, he will get as much as this whole dunya 10 times over. So why you are competing? Why, or upon what you are competing, or upon what they are competing? The least and torture of the people of the hellfire, his brain will boil from the least of the torture of the hellfire. And he will be brought, and he used to be from those who were in the most of the people of the hell, of the people of the dunya in blessings, and he was from disbelievers. and he will be dunked in the hellfire. And then he would be asked, have you ever seen any blessing whatsoever? Have you experienced any goodness whatsoever? Then he would say, no, wallahi. He would say, no, by Allah. Have you ever seen any good whatsoever? And he would say, no, wallahi. And that's from the people of disbelief that will experience just a minor little bit of the torment of the hellfire. Why they are competing with one another. Wallahi, it's nothing but 1 hour, this life of yours. Man will enter in his grave. Either will enter into a blessing or a torment. They have claimed that this world is the reason behind all of the existence. Is it the truth of the existence, wal-iyadu billah, and forgot about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so that Allah made them forget about themselves. They have fought one another for this dunya and this world, as if they're animals fighting with one another. Wallahi, if they were smart enough, wallahi, if they were sharp enough, they would never have left the worship of Allah that has in every ayah of it indicates that He is Al-Wahid, He is the only one. He is Al-Ahad, Al-Fard Al-Samad, that He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one to be worthy of worship subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وفي الأخير أقول احذروا من مشابهة الكفار في أعيادهم فلا تتشبهوا بهم في عيد رأس السنة ولا في عيد الأم ولا في عيد الميلاد ولا تتشبهوا بهم في لباسهم ولا في زينتهم ولا في أخلاقهم واحفظوا كلام عمر نحن أمة أعزنا الله بالإسلام فمهما نبتغي العزة من غيره نذل وأوصيكم ونفسي بتعلم الدين والعقيدة والتمسك بكتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على طريقة الصحابة والتابعين وأخذ العلم عن العلماء الأكابر والصبر على هذه الدنيا فإنما عند الله عز وجل هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وما قلته من صواب فهو بتوفيق الله عز وجل وما صدر مني من خطأ فأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه وصلى الله على محمد.
And in conclusion, I say, beware, beware of imitating the disbelievers. Beware, beware of imitating the disbelievers in their own festivities and their own celebrations. So do not be celebrating the beginning of the Gregorian year, or any year. Do not be celebrating the Mother's Day, or birthday. Do not be imitating them in the way they dress, or the way they beautify or decorate themselves. Not even in the manners and their etiquette. Remember the statement of Umar radiallahu anhu. We are a nation that Allah have honored with Islam. There's nothing, there's no honor for us in other than Islam. And whoever seeks honor from other than Islam, he or she will be humiliated. And we advise you, first myself and you, to learn the religion of Allah and learn the belief of Allah and hold on to the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. upon the way and the path of the companions. May Allah be pleased with them all. And the tabi'een, the generation after the companions. And take the knowledge from the major scholars. And be patient in regards to the matters of this dunya, of this world. Whatever Allah has for us, it will remain. And I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me first and forgive you. And whatever I've said that is correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever I said that is not correct, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive my shortcomings. Jazakum Allah khair, Shaykh, wa barakallahu feekum.
Wa feekum barak. Jazakum Allah khair. Wa nasa Allah niktib lakum al-ajr. Wa yarfa darajatikum. Fi thabbitna wa iyaakum fi dunya wa al-akhirah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله يبارك. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Anything that is said that's correct is only from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Anything that is said that's not correct is only from myself and all from the Shaytan. For any further phone calls with the scholars, please go back to Muwahideen Publications online. That is mpops.org. mpops.org. جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.